And the phone lines, they are open for you right now. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, we would love to have you join us. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give us a call, telephone number to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. As mentioned, joining us this morning are CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how was your fourth?
Oh, it was great. How was yours, Sean?
It was absolutely fantastic. Malia, how about you?
It was a steamer. It was so hot where I was.
Does it remind you of your days in Southern California, Malia?
Actually hotter. Oh. You know, and you throw in that humidity and it just is a different animal.
That is very, very true. Of course, CJ and Malia, they come to us from Kloss Financial. I mentioned the website, klossfinancial.com. If you haven't checked it out recently, head on over there. There's a lot of great information about Kloss Financial, how they can help you, or if you're an employer when it comes to retirement and retirement planning. There's also a great feature on the website, the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can subscribe right at klossfinancial.com. It's a weekly email that comes to your inbox. Got a little snapshot of what's been happening in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that available to you at klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. We'll be talking this week about three letters, F-R-A. What do they mean? We'll get the details from CJ and Malia in just a moment. Before we get rolling with this week's conversation, one of the great features also on the program is the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We'll be doing one a little bit later on in today's show. Chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods from our friends at Kloss Financial. And before we start talking about full retirement age, let's actually take a look back at 2 weeks ago, the program there. I get the Kloss Quiz Question Week and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so hopefully, as our listeners have listened to our different subjects throughout the years, we do touch on some different areas. And 2 weeks ago, we discussed about employers, particularly employers of small businesses, and what they can do with their 401ks to hopefully incentivize their employees. So the question of the week 2 weeks ago was, true or false, the two most common forms of employer contributions into a 401k plan include a non-elective 3% contribution or a matching formula. True or false? Harold of Madison called in first with the correct answer. That was true. So thanks for listening, Harold. Listen carefully for today's question.
And don't forget, you can also listen back to the previous program and programs up at klossfinancial.com. Check out those podcasts. Again, that's at klossfinancial.com. And today we're going to be talking about what it means when it comes to full retirement age and the things we should be taking our, should we to be taking Social Security at 62, and what are some of those details we need to know, CJ?
Yeah, this is kind of the million-dollar question for people as they get closer to retirement, because often Social Security is this concept or almost this haze for people. And then as they get closer to the ages that they can begin drawing benefits, they start to educate themselves. And that's good, but often one of the ways that people educate themselves is by talking to their maybe coworker or neighbor about how does this whole Social Security thing work? And often this is where we find there can be some, we'll just call it either misinformation or lack of full understanding of how Social Security works. So many times on this show, we pause and we talk about Social Security, and that's what we're going to do today. So since Social Security will likely be an important part of your future income, and for some, perhaps their only income, you should consider this choice carefully. And this choice I'm referencing is, when do you draw? So, of course, the question becomes, well, what's the earliest I can take my benefit? And the answer is actually you can draw as early as 62, but then there's this concept that you were just asking about, Sean, known as the FRA, the full retirement age. And according to Social Security, if you are born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is age 66. For those born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 plus some number of months, 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 8 months, you get the idea. And if you were born after 1960, I'm raising my hand because I was born after 1960, your full retirement age is 67. Now, of course, the question becomes, what is this full retirement age thing you speak of? Why does that age even matter? Well, that is the age at which you can collect what Social Security calls 100% of your benefit, or what is known as an unreduced benefit. So, of course, if you draw before your full retirement age, it is going to be some reduced benefit. Now, if you do collect early, you'll get this smaller monthly amount, but that makes sense because you're going to be drawing it over a longer period of time by definition. Because if we think of your death at some age in the future, well, goodness, if you start drawing at 62 and you die at whatever it is, 90, you're going to be drawing longer than the other version of yourself that waited to 67, if that makes sense. So, of course, then people start saying, well, what are the reduction amounts and what do these amounts look like? And we would encourage you to go to ssa.gov. It's an excellent resource. You can establish a login there and find out what your full retirement age is, because many of you are saying, well, you know, it's for me, it's 66 and some number of months, but I don't know how many. We'll just establish a login to ssa.gov. You'll be able to see your earnings record. You'll be able to run projections, and you'll be able to see what that full retirement age is specifically for you.
It's interesting you mentioned that website. I know a number of years ago we talked about it, and I signed up, and there's a lot of great information on it. What surprises me is I talk to folks that are just about to retire, and they're like, I never knew. And that's such a powerful tool, that SSA.gov. CJ, of course, talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Speaking of websites, their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. A great resource. Again, KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, you've got to call the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And CJ, as you kind of laid some of those details out, here comes the big question. When's the best time to collect? And I've got my pen out.
Yeah. For you, it's 64 in 2 months. No. So that is the million-dollar question, isn't it? Okay. Yes. So let's reassess. 62 is the earliest you can typically draw off of your own record. By the way, we are talking about Social Security retirement benefits, for those who want to know. We are not talking about Social Security disability. We are not talking about survivor benefits or spousal benefits. We are talking about drawing off your own retirement benefit. But 62 is the earliest you can draw off your own record. Somewhere between 66 and 67 is your FRA, full retirement age amount, which is known as the unreduced amount. The next question becomes, are there any other ages I should know about relative to Social Security? And the answer is yes, there's one other age known as age 70. So between your full retirement age, I'm going to use myself, I'm raising my hand, I'm 60, my full retirement age is 67. So for me, if I decide to wait to draw for a year after age 67, or I should say for every year I choose to delay after 67, that is known as taking a DRC, a delayed retirement credit. For every year I wait, under current law at least, it grows 8% per year, flat, guaranteed. And actually, when I say 8% per year, it's actually a monthly benefit increase. So it's 8% divided by 12 months. And for every month, you know, you're going up by 0.75% or whatever that math works out to be. So you go, wow, okay, so we've got age 62, I've got my full retirement age amount, which is what Social Security calls my unreduced amount, and then technically if I wait till after that, I get like 108% or 116% or 124% of my full benefit amount. That's right. Okay, so with kind of that in the back of your brain, the question becomes, when should I collect? And Sean, what do you think our response is going to be?
I'm going to guess it depends.
You got it. Sean's been doing the show with us for, I don't know, a really long time. And he knows, unfortunately, that is the most common answer we give. It depends on your situation. Now, we will give you some rules of thumb, but for anybody who's listened to our show, we do chuckle at rules of thumb a little bit because they're beneficial only to the extent that you don't apply them to yourself. So don't rely on rules of thumb, but we'll give you a couple. Rule of thumb number one would be, hey, if you're really unhealthy and retired at 62 and you anticipate dying earlier in life, there could be a benefit of drawing at 62. If, however, you're still working and plan to continue working and earning over $20,000 a year, you should probably wait until at least your full retirement age amount. And if you have unbelievable longevity in your genes and you do not need your Social Security benefit, there could be a benefit to waiting to age 70 because you'll get the highest amount. And if you live long enough, you will get more out of the Social Security Trust Fund. But goodness gracious, those are just rules of thumb. If you want an answer that actually is meaningful to you and your financial plan, then unfortunately, sit down with a financial planner. They can help work that out for you.
By the way, you mentioned that at age 70, what's there something, there's anything important there that we need to?
Well, the only thing to be aware of is people go, okay, so 62, I've got, you know, full retirement age between 66 and 70, and I can then wait as long as to age 70. Well, what if I wait to age 80? Well, delayed retirement credits end at age 70. That's the key here. So those 8% increases between, let's again, using my full retirement age, between 67 and 70, those 8% DRCs end at age 70. So you're going to want to start to draw your Social Security benefit at 70 at the latest.
Fantastic stuff this week from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 608-442-5600. 637, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. The number to join the show this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. So how exactly is your Social Security benefit determined? We'll get the details from Malia and take your call. We'll get those from CJ and get your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They, of course, come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about Social Security. And CJ, we just talked a little bit about full retirement age, and obviously everybody's Social Security is different. How then, like your specific Social Security benefit, how do they figure that out? And does it increase? What's kind of the guidance there?
Yeah, good question.
I think this is Malia's section.
I apologize.
So that's always the question. People are kind of curious what that's going to look like for them and how, what are these credits and how did they come to be? And seems kind of nebulous when people start thinking about it. So we want to give some definition today. So as you have worked in the past and you've paid your taxes, you are earning your Social Security credits throughout the years that you have worked. So just looking at in 2024, for some clarity, you will earn one credit for every $1,730 in earnings that you make for a year. So you can only make a maximum of four credits per year. So it doesn't matter if your earnings are, of course, are much higher, which most people will have higher earnings than that, but you can only make four credits per year. And in order to collect a future Social Security benefit, most people need 40 credits, which is essentially 10 years of work to qualify for a benefit. Now, if you stop working before you have enough credits to qualify for your benefit, your credits will stay on your record. But if you return to work later on, more credits can be added. So we often see this in a situation where perhaps one spouse decided to stay home, you know, maybe to care for the kids, the other one continued to work. And then at some point, the other spouse says, you know, I'm ready to jump back in there, and they will continue to earn credits added to those previous ones they had. If you don't have at least 40 credits, that doesn't mean you're not currently entitled to retirement benefit. If you stop working before you have enough credits to qualify, your credits, as I said, stay on your record. But what you want to do is go to ssa.gov, the website that we discussed earlier, read their publication, How You Earn Credits, for more clarity on that. And then the question is, okay, I've got the credits. So what does that mean in terms of my actual benefit? So the Social Security Administration actually uses a calculation based on a 35-year average of your covered wages for your highest years. And each of those years those wages are adjusted for inflation before they become averaged. So essentially, most people have worked more than 35 years if they started when they're age 16, for example, which many people did start working. And maybe they had some gap years where there were zeros, you know, they didn't have any income for whatever reason. So as you continue working, even if you didn't make a lot one particular year, perhaps you're in pre-retirement, those numbers will help cancel out the zeros that would be averaged in. So having a robust record of working years will definitely help your benefit. So another good question to ask your advisor when you're sitting down deciding, is it time to retire? Should I work a little bit more, et cetera, et cetera. You are eligible for cost of living benefit increases starting with the year you become age 62. So this is true even if you don't get benefits until your full retirement age or even age 70, as CJ discussed. Cost of living increases to your benefit beginning with the year you reach 62, and up to that year you start receiving benefits. And a reference point people always like to talk about is COLA, the cost of living adjustment they see every year for Social Security. And people get really excited, you know, a couple years ago in 2023, the cost of living increase was 8.7%. Everyone's like, wow, this is big. Well, obviously, inflation was big, too, that correlation there. Whereas this year, the Social Security benefit was 3.2% increase. And we're likely to see something in that range this year because definitely inflation has been reduced. But every October, Social Security Administration will announce its changes in terms of benefits. And then finally, if you're a government worker with a pension, there is a different formula applied to your average indexed monthly earnings, and that would be called the windfall elimination provision. And so you can, again, go to Social Security, look up their WEP online calculator and see how that might apply to your specific situation.
Wonder if they're getting a spike this morning in website visits, because there is so much to know about this stuff as we talk Social Security this week with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. The website, klossfinancial.com. Speaking of going online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. So how do we know, like, what's right, what's the right age, and then also that break-even point when it comes to benefits? CJ, what do we need to know there?
We're going to take it out of the kind of hypothetical high level and start getting into some of the numbers, because this idea of break-even matters, and we'll talk about this here in a moment, but the idea of break-even is, all right, well, if I draw at 62, it's a lower benefit, but I'm drawing longer. If I draw my full retirement age, which is, if you're listening closely, for all Americans, it's somewhere between 66 and 67, but it depends on when you were born. Of course, that amount is your full unreduced amount. And then if I wait to 70, I get over 100%, right? So it's 108 or 116% of my benefit all the way up to age 70. And so the question becomes, well, at what point do these numbers actually break even with one another, right? Because if I draw early, I'm money ahead, but it's a lower benefit. And then if I wait to age 70, I'm getting a higher benefit, but I'm, you know, many years behind, 8 years behind. So that's the idea of break even. And we'll look at some of those numbers. But, you know, this idea of when you should draw is not just about break evens. Unfortunately, it's much more complicated than that. We need to look at things like other income sources as you enter retirement. And this could include your spouse's income. This could include other benefits. And it's difficult to say because we're trying to establish if there's any also like potential longevity in your family or need for the income just to live comfortably. And you know, for many Americans, this is their only source of income in retirement. It's sad to say, but it is. Now, I do just want to remind you all, here in the United States, we have some great things and we have some things that could, you know, empirically be not so great depending upon how you view this. So one of those being, like, we do not have a social system that is designed to just completely support all of your needs when you get to retirement. I'm gonna repeat that. We have not built a social system here in the United States that is designed to just completely take care of all of your needs when you get to retirement. We have built systems that are meant to provide a minimum sustenance. Okay, so that would be Social Security and Medicare. Those are meant to provide minimum sustenance, but the amount that is put into the Social Security Trust Fund for you is only designed to replace about 35-ish percent of your working income. So you get the idea. That is kind of minimum sustenance in retirement. So therefore, you know, how much or when you should draw and what other income sources you have available, if you're married, what other benefits you have, all of these things have an impact, not to mention longevity. So now we get into the idea of break even, because assuming you have other options besides, I just have to draw at 62 because I have no other options. Assuming you have a choice, then this idea of break even and your own longevity matters. So here's an example. If your full retirement age is 66 years and 2 months, and you start receiving retirement benefits at age 62, you will only get 74.2% of the monthly benefit of your full retirement age, right? So again, if my full retirement age is 66 and 2 months, but I decide to draw early at age 62, I'm only getting 74.2% of my full retirement age monthly benefit amount. So that's almost, you know, we're talking near a 30% reduction there. But if I wait to 65, so again, my FRA is 66 and 2 months, that's my unreduced amount, but now I'm drawing 1 year and 2 months early, so 14 months early. If I draw at 65, you will get 92.2% of your benefit. And then here's a fact for you. Even though we understand that your benefit will go up if you wait, according to Social Security in 2022, the weighted average age of all newly retired workers filing for benefits was age 65. Hmm. This has inched up from age 62 over the past few years, but regardless of all those different factors, we're seeing somewhere between like 62 and 65 is when most people are actually drawing their benefits.
I know we've done some shows in the past where we've talked kind of about what people anticipated when they actually did retire. Those are fascinating programs as well. Folks can listen back at klossfinancial.com. You guys check out the podcast there. That's klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. So CJ, let's talk some numbers. What is the break-even age then for Social Security?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of interesting math associated with this, and there's a bunch of different calculators even on our website that can help you kind of build out this break even. But I'm going to, instead of digging into the math, which is actually what's in my show notes, everybody, I'm not going to dig into the math. I'm going to instead keep it high level because then everybody will be able to hear it and understand it. So there's this misnomer out there that Social Security wants you to draw at a particular age. I promise you they just don't care, and I will prove to you why. Because all of the numbers, whether I draw at 62, 67, or 70, all of the numbers break even right around 78, 79, 80 years old. And if you are somebody who deals with life expectancy, your bells should be going off right now, which is, well, that's life expectancy. Exactly. Exactly. So all of the numbers, 62, 67, 70, they're different numbers. But if you kind of build a math model to say, when do they break even? They break even at the average American's life expectancy. Surprise, surprise. Social Security knows what they're doing here. Now, that's not to say that you should not care about this decision. You can actually game this decision. And what I mean by gaming it is, what if you have longevity in your genes and everybody in your family lived to 95 plus and you're expected to live that? Well, then you could individually elect based on your life expectancy and potentially benefit from that strategic decision. Or conversely, what if you're somebody who is historically, everybody in your family died at 72 and you have a chronic illness and you're retiring at 62. Well, you could game that decision and draw earlier to make sure that you get as much out of Social Security Trust Fund as you can. But again, even if we just focus on health and life expectancy, very quickly, if you're thinking of this for yourself, it gets more complicated. Because for those who know, if you draw before your full retirement age, you're actually limited on how much you can earn before they start taking your Social Security benefit away. So long story short, unfortunately, this is a much more complicated decision and requires a lot more knowledge and education than the average American has. And so I just really encourage you, I'm not saying you have to talk to a financial advisor, but what I am saying is really dig into this to make sure you understand the components of the decision. I call it the size of the pool that you're swimming in. Make sure you understand the size and the depth of the pool that you're swimming in before you decide to jump in the water.
Huge decisions being made, that is for sure. As we talk with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Malia, we'll take it down the home stretch next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Earlier, it came up about maybe not having enough credits earned. What if you're in that situation and you don't qualify for your own Social Security benefit? Are you out of luck, Malia, or is there hope?
It depends, right? So if you're not entitled to retirement benefits based on your own work record, you may still be entitled to benefits on the work record of a current or divorced spouse. So this is important to understand. So to qualify for spouse's benefits, you have a couple items you need to be able to check off. One, you're at least 62 years of age. Or you could be any age and caring for a child who is younger than the age of 16 and they're disabled. You may be entitled to receive benefits on your spouse's record. So understand this, though. If you start receiving benefits as a spouse at your full retirement age, you're going to get 50% of the monthly benefit your spouse would receive if their benefits started at full retirement age. So if you start early, your benefit's going to be permanently reduced if you start receiving those at the earlier age. But you do have, a portion of the benefit that you could collect, which is really important because I know I've had a lot of nervous people in my office over the years thinking that they're going to have nothing. And the fact that they actually were married actually gives them a benefit. There's also widow or widower benefits. We run into this, unfortunately, too often. A widow or widower can start collecting their Social Security benefits based either on their own earnings record and then later switch to survivor benefits, or they can begin with survivor benefits and later switch to benefits based on their own earnings record. Can go either way, even if they're filing before full retirement age. However, we really slow down and look at what makes sense financially. Many times we delay that, or we suggest that our clients delay that because financially it doesn't make sense for them to start it as early as age 60, which is what we can see happen sometimes. So if you're divorced, looking at survivor benefits, you have to be at least age 60. Marriage has to have lasted 10 years and you didn't remarry before age 60, you might be able to collect your late spouse's benefit. And then divorced people can sometimes be entitled to half of an ex-Social Security's benefits, typically full-time homemaker, stay-at-home parents who didn't work, thus didn't accrue those benefits on their own. Only those who are married more than a decade, as we said, can collect the ex-spouse's benefit. Many times we run into the situation where there's been multiple exes. And so people are thinking, well, if multiple exes are collecting Social Security benefits, that means that my benefit is going to get reduced. And that's actually not the case. So you want to speak to Social Security. These things get very complicated, and understanding when the right age for you based on collection of your ex-spouse's benefit makes sense for you.
And then Malia, just as far as timeline, applying for Social Security, when do you want to do that?
Yeah, so the general rule is you can apply up to 4 months to Social Security before you want your retirement benefits to start. So, for example, if you're going to turn 62, say, April 2nd of next year, you could start your benefits as early as April, and you want to apply by December. So keep that in mind. Social Security needs a little time to get the machine working for you. So plan ahead.
Yes. And I know we've talked about in the past, you mentioned once you get the ball rolling, it runs smoothly. But that initial setup, you definitely want to get on time with it. And of course, so we talk with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this in just a moment. moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz question of the week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison. Telephone number 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this. According to Social Security, if you were born after the year 1960, what do they consider your full retirement age, FRA, to be? Is it 65 or 67? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win that $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. CJ Malia, it's always great chatting with you guys. Enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Dr. Marty K comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA. Marty, career.